Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Annyeong mga K-drama pamangkin. Today's episode is going to be different from the usual. Since this is the last episode of the podcast, I thought that I should maybe create an episode where I can share with you the things that I've learned through the years of hosting a podcast. So for those that are new to this podcast, here's a quick rundown of history. Kasi marami din talagang pinagdaanan itong podcast. So I actually started way back 2019, around August 30, if I'm not mistaken, August 3rd, 2019. So 4 years. 4 years ago to be exact, when I released my first 3 episodes. At that time, I didn't really have a particular topic in mind. I was doing episodes where I usually just talk about anything that I feel like talking at that day. That's why technically my first season, the topic goes from showbiz news to trivial things like my weird dreams to societal issues. Lahat pinag-uusapan. Lahat ng topic ginagamit ko as an episode. My goal back then was just really creating a podcast that I can talk. A podcast where I can talk. That's it. So, you see, back in 2019, my job was a, sabihin na natin, 9-to-5 data entry, dead-end kind of job. So I work independently and it was usually me and the computer all day long. And I was not used to that. I was not used to just being quiet, actually. I needed an outlet where I can express my thoughts and opinions on things. But back then, it's either you blog, as in with the letter B, or you vlog with the letter V for victory. So, and neither of those appealed to me. I want to talk, but I don't want to, you know, constantly be conscious of how I look in the camera. So, when I heard about podcasts, I thought maybe I can start with my own podcast. I've heard about podcasts way back, I think 2008 or something like that, or the early 2000. Let's just say early 2000. It was already popular in America back then, just so you know. So it was already a known thing in America. And it was often mentioned in the TV series or shows that I watched back then. But in the Philippines, it was still unheard of. I think the only podcast I know before I started was Mo Twister's podcast / radio show. And I think it was that. And then a couple of weeks before I actually started, the guys from the Cool Pulse podcast, I don't know if you have heard about them, but the Cool Pulse is actually a very entertaining. It's a comedy podcast, so you want to check that out as well. So the guys from the Cool Pulse podcast, formerly they are under Comedy Manila podcast. So they started couple of weeks before me, and that really started me as well. So I became a fan of listening to podcasts, and then I eventually got to start my own podcast. So going back to my story, like what I said, when I started my podcast, my goal was simple. I just want to talk, which is why the former name of this podcast was Tita Talks, because I'm a tita that just wants to talk. Ganon lang yung creation ng title noon. So that's pretty much it. So kaya ang pangit nga eh. But that's it. That's the real history of the title of the podcast back then. So from Monday to Friday, for at least 15 minutes, I would talk about various topics. And a couple of years in, I switch it up to a more specific topic, which is now K-drama. And as they say, the rest was history. And that's it. Back then, I thought this new hobby of mine would last for 3 months again, because that's usually how long a hobby of mine would last. When I hyperfixate, I have a condition where if I hyperfixated on something, I would so be into it. And I will be doing that thing, giving it all, doing and learning everything about it for 3 months. And then after 3 months, it's gone. So I thought this podcast would be something like that. Something that would be preoccupying me for the next 3 months. But after 4 years, I'm still here. And yeah. But like what they say as well, all good things must come to an end. And so before we officially end, this is not the last episode of the podcast, okay? I just thought that we could maybe change it up because it is, again, it is around this time when I actually released my first episode. So this is more like an anniversary episode, actually. So anyway, before we officially end, here are some of the things or lessons or tips that I learned on those 4 blissful years. Let's start with number 1. It is work. Definitely having a podcast is work. Even though at my podcast, okay, sabihin natin yung podcast ko, my episodes are not edited. Hardly edited. Yes, may konting music background, ganon, but it's hardly edited. So, which would also explain bakit naririnig niyo akong umuubo or burping or my aircon going on full blast because I don't really edit it. So, but even at that, I still would say that hosting a podcast is still work. As for me, ever since I switched the format of the podcast to a specific topic, which I said is K-drama, the amount of work that I put in the podcast, I would say it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. Back then, kasi when I was starting out and I had that different format, back then I pick a topic, press record, and just talk about it. But when I started to focus on K-drama, I have to be up to date with the latest K-dramas, watch a new K-drama almost every week, and come up with a review at the end of it. And have that ready by Tuesday for you, which I usually would upload sometime in the morning or before lunch, whenever I can. So for those that also wants to start a podcast about K-drama or K-pop news, you have to be prepared with the amount of work or research that goes with it, okay? And you can't just make up your comment or K-drama reviews without actually watching a K-drama because your listeners will know. They will definitely know kung generic lang yung sinasabi mo or kung hindi mo nga talaga alam yung nangyayari. Malamang nag-comment ka niya nang hindi naman talaga nangyari doon sa K-drama. So obviously, you cannot make up things, especially in this type of topic. Like for example, yung nga, K-drama review. Now, you're probably wondering, if it's too much work, why did I even change the format? Because, mga pamangkin, as you continue to host a podcast, you will eventually realize that there are topics you are comfortable discussing or topics you will never run out of things to say. And when you do, when you realize what topic that is, hold on to it. Hold on, mga pamangkin, because that is going to be explained by lesson number 2. Number 2, hosting a podcast is a marathon, not a sprint. So when I was preparing for the launch of this podcast, I watched several videos to get me ready. And I highly suggest that you also do so. So kung hindi ka pa if you're still just in the planning stage of creating a podcast, I highly suggest you go through maybe YouTube or TikTok, or maybe just a Google search. There will be blogs, articles written about it to get yourself ready on what things to use, the tools, what to be prepared. And yeah, like I said, when I was also preparing for the launch of my podcast, I watched several videos to get me ready. And in almost all of them, the person talking would always say that hosting a podcast is a marathon, not a sprint. Back then, I thought they only meant that you need to be patient because success or fame does not come that easy for a podcast compared to, let's say, maybe YouTube or even TikTok. And that's again another lesson you can also take note of, okay? Especially in the Philippines, where podcasts as a form of entertainment is still very young, actually. Nag-start talaga siya usually. I think nag-bloom talaga ang podcast 2019, as early stages before the full bloom of the pandemic. And then talagang nag-boom siya during the pandemic na. But anyway, it's still very young, relatively young, and it's still unknown to a lot of people. So getting successful on it is going to be really hard. I guess also extra harder if you're like me, an ordinary person that's not famous, not an influencer, not a journalist. So I'm unknown to most people when I started the podcast. So it will be extra harder for us. So I thought that's what they meant with that whenever they say that hosting a podcast is a marathon and not a sprint. So I thought that it will not apply to me because my goal was not to be famous. I did not want to be famous. I do not, still not want to be, I still do not want to be famous. And my goal was really just for me to talk. Ang hindi lang talaga ako mapanisan ng laway. Kasi nga, napapanisan na ako sa trabaho ko, sa day job ko. Tapos uuwi ka sa bahay, tapos wala ka rin naman makachika. O so ano na mangyayari sa laway ko? Ano na yung breath ko niyan? So yun lang talaga yung goal ko sa buhay. And even now, I still do not want to be famous. I won't go. But if that's for you, if that's what you were aiming, I just wanted to set your expectation that it is not going to be that easy. Especially nga sa podcast, which especially kung nasa Pilipinas ka, it will be harder because again, it's still relatively young. But as I continue to host the podcast, I realized that line also applies to your overall drive to keep on going. Because it is going to be a long journey. It's going to be a marathon, right? So ang sprint, mabilisan lang, tapos ka na sa race mo. Ang journey kasi ng podcast, mahaba talaga eh. And just like in a marathon, like I said, sometimes in the middle of it, you get tired because of several reasons. Several reasons na panghihinaan ka ng loob. Maybe something happened to you in your personal life, which makes talking about relationships triggering or heartbreaking, something you don't want to even talk about. Or sometimes you just don't have any opinion on trending topics. Like for example, wala ka namang pakialam sa, let's say, kung ano yung mga latest na issue. Like for example, ano ba ang pwede kong sabihin dito? Away sa traffic or something like that. Kung wala ka namang masasabi doon, so mahihirapan ka talaga eh. Which is why, like I said earlier, should you find a topic that any day, at any time, you are always happy to talk about it, then hold on to it. Because there will be days where you just don't feel a certain topic. And that for me was K-drama. My K-drama was the number one topic that I can definitely talk about anytime. I'm always energetic. My eyes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I know that whenever I'm talking about K-drama, my eyes would sort of like twinkle. Sabihin na natin, yun, na ganun. Parang siya nagtitwinkle whenever I'm talking about K-dramas. Like anytime anyone would ask me, what would be your recommended K-dramas? Or what do you think about this K-drama? It gets me so energetic. I know I can talk about it for so long. And I would hardly get those days na talagang hindi ko gusto yung makipag-usap about K-drama. I don't think that ever happened to me. So yun talaga yung ano ko, yun yung pinaka-reason ko din kung bakit nag-switch ako sa K-drama. Kasi it's really something that I can definitely talk any day, anytime. And I'm always still very energetic with it. And I think because of that, I was able to keep doing this podcast for 4 years now. But I have to be honest, mga pamangkin. Even though I love talking about K-dramas, I still get tired. And related to that is lesson number 3. Mga pamangkin, I want you to take note that it is okay to take a break. At the height of this podcast, I became very worried in keeping the podcast alive or active, especially in terms of the number of listeners. So at that time, going on break was never an option for me because I thought that if I go on break, then I would lose whatever I have gained already. The listeners, my ranking, or whatever. So I keep on pushing and pushing myself until I just woke up and realized that I was no longer happy doing the podcast. I hated the outputs that I did. I was not satisfied with my performance. I was on a K-drama slump. And the main reason for my K-drama slump is because I keep on forcing myself to watch a K-drama, a new K-drama, when I'm not over the previous one, I'm not ready to move on to a new one. But because I have a podcast that I need to keep active, I was forcing myself. And I got to a point where I hated K-drama. And I think I just really got burnt out. And that will happen to you, pamangkin. It will get to a point that you would just get tired. I know in myself that I still want to continue the podcast. I know that I still have the passion within for it, but I just got too tired of doing it. And that's when I realized that in order to save the podcast, I need to save myself first. So that's when I decided to go on a season break. Yes, the listeners decreased, my ranking gone. I don't really care now, but I was happier. I came back stronger, recharged, happier, and the outputs that I create are much better than when I was, you know, continuously doing podcasts without any breaks at all. It no longer felt like a chore or a work that I hated because I already have a work. I have my day job. I have my issues with my day job back then. And I don't want to be doing again another passion project that I also would hate. So yeah, after taking a break, I no longer felt like it's a chore or that the work is something, it's a tiring work. I no longer felt that. The passion in me got reignited. So from there, I decided to take breaks from time to time to recharge, really. That's it. And I think that helped me a lot again throughout this year. Again, one of the reasons I was able to take this passion project of mine, which I thought would only last me for 3 months, I was able to take it to 4 years. Because I know if I didn't take my break, I would have completely be discouraged. I probably would have given up. Because ayoko na eh. Galit na ako. I hate Tuesdays. I hate watching K-dramas. Kasi it never felt like the same passion that I had before. Kasi there will be days talaga na there will be months or years where K-dramas are not that good. I had those years where the K-dramas in 2016 were so good, 15 were so good. Tapos dumating anta 2018, 2019. Parang mga ganun. May mga K-drama, may mga taon na hindi talaga maganda yung mga labas na K-dramas. So you were not also passionate to talk about it. So, there will be time. So, imbes siguro na isacrifice ko yung content, I gave myself a break and I was back happier, more energetic. Next lesson, you will change in some levels. To be honest, my biggest struggle in hosting a podcast is keeping up with the trends and maintaining social media presence. And I guess this is the tita in me, but personally, I don't like to post about things on social media. I like...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Consuming social media, okay. But I was never the person that would like to post about things happening in my life, which is, you know, somewhat ironic, I know, given how this podcast started. But I was really never into it. I think on my personal Facebook, I only post less than 10 times in a year. And I also don't like people I don't personally know going through my post, which is why I don't. I apologize. I know there were some people that found my personal Facebook and added me. I did not add you because, again, I was not comfortable about it. So I hope you would understand. But even at that, I still had to change my personality of mine, a little bit of my personality when I was running the podcast or when I was starting the podcast, especially when I became part of a network and money was coming in. I had to adjust in order for me to make sure that I still have listeners, attract new ones, and people would still look forward to a new episode every Tuesday, because that was my obligation with the network. And that was also one of the things that is required for me for my sponsorships or for the sponsors. So yeah, yes, you will change in some levels. I know I did. I'm a very private person on social media, but because of the podcast, I had to be more extroverted. I was making sure to keep up with the latest trends, the latest hashtags, the TikTok challenges, and I also had to learn new things like Canva. I had to learn Canva to make my social media post more attractive, to create those episode arts, things like that. So yeah, those are part of your work. And yeah, that really will change you in some levels. I'm no longer as active as I was a couple of years ago on social media, but I was at one point super active, which is something I'm not in real life. So because of the podcast, I change up a little bit. I would say before the podcast, I would only post one or two times in a year in my own social media accounts. Now with the podcast, I realized that sometimes I would need to show up. I would need to post my picture, what I look right now, in case I go missing. You have a latest picture of myself. But anyway, that's pretty much it. So you will change in some levels. Now, I did mention about money. Okay. And lesson number 5, mga pamangkin, it can be hosting a podcast. It can be a source of income, but not a full-time job. And this is, again, my opinion on this. I think I was at an advantage when I started the podcast, because the podcast industry in the Philippines back then was very young. So I started way too early. Well, not way too early, but I started in the podcast industry in the Philippines very early. Back when I was promoting the podcast to my friends, they would always ask, "Saan ba mapapanood yan?" Or "Paano ko ba mapapanood yan?" The word mapapanood tells me that they don't even know what a podcast is. Nobody knows what a podcast is. So when companies saw the growth in the podcast market since 2019, especially during the pandemic. I was one of those that got blessed because I was early. I was early in the game. So I got blessed because there was only a few of us back then. So yes, there were money. There was money coming in. Personally, thanks to this podcast, I was able to get both of my parents cataract surgery. So I think they had each one cataract surgery, which if you know that they are very expensive. So I was able to also help during the pandemic in my town and with a lot of other people that, you know, had difficulties during the pandemic. I got to do a lot of things thanks to the money I earned in the podcast. But a lot has changed since 2019. More and more, which is a good thing, more and more people are now aware of podcasts and are fans of podcasts. And because of that, the number of podcasts in the Philippines also grew exponentially. Celebrities, journalists, radio personalities, YouTubers, influencers, they all have a podcast now. Well, not all, but most of them have a podcast now. And because of that, the battle of getting sponsors will be harder. Because obviously, the sponsors would prefer someone who already has followers, right? And celebrities would often have that with them. So I still got some sponsors today. Definitely less than the amount of sponsors I was getting before. And I wasn't even getting more. I mean, there were other podcasts that has a lot more. But I was still getting some, but definitely much lower now. But it's all thanks to my network, actually, who does the marketing for me. But I actually thought about it. Had I started only today, I can definitely imagine that the work will be so much harder, especially if what your goal is to be famous or get sponsored or to make this your full-time job. I imagine that this is going to be so much harder for someone like me, who's not a celebrity, not a journalist, not famous whatsoever. So it will be harder. Not impossible, okay? Don't be discouraged by that. It's not impossible. I'm pretty sure if you are good with your podcast, with the topics, with what your content is, I'm pretty sure it will get to you. There are some people out there that has podcasts that are actually really good and are getting a lot of listeners, sponsors, are famous. So what I'm saying, it's not impossible, but it's just more challenging now. That's why I say that, yes, podcasts can be a source of income, but mga pamangkin, unless you can seal a deal with, let's say, Spotify that will pay you more than what you can earn in a year with your day job, do not resign. Okay? I always believe that when you have the passion to do a thing or a passion project, you can always find a free time to do it. So I highly discourage you resigning and doing this as a full-time job unless, like I said, you can maybe seal a deal with Spotify that will pay you more than what you can earn if you were doing your day job for a year. So yeah. A little note though, I also want you to know about this. I also learned throughout the years of hosting this podcast that getting paid by sponsors will take months. I always thought that, you know, once I'm done with the deliverables, right, I've done what my part is, then I can expect my pay, the money in 7 to 10 business days. But no, hindi po totoo. And kaya pala, I remember an article or a news back then. There was this radio personality. I cannot remember her name. She's actually somewhat celebrity, I remember. I think she had some kind of stint or anyway, she was a guest in a show in GMA and she was complaining that it has been a year and she hasn't been paid yet for that particular guest or guesting or show. I don't really remember, but it was way, way back. Kaya pala, ganun pala talaga ang kalakaran. And I didn't know that, okay? Which is, again, why I would say this can be a source of income, but do not take this as a full-time job. Because kung ito yung full-time job ko, and I was only relying on the sponsors, siguro mga, 3 months na akong gutom. Kasi hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin po dumarating yung mga sponsors. Asa na? So yeah, that's the sad part of it. You may get some money. If you get to have a sponsor, you will get some money of it. But definitely do not expect that magkaliwaan yan. Okay? It will take months for you to get paid. As for me, the last sponsor that I had, it has now been, 4 going 5 months na po. So yes, it is heartbreaking at that time. And another lesson, speaking of heartbreak, I want you to also understand, mga pamangkin, that there will be heartbreaks and frustrations. Obviously, there will be happy days, joyous moments, yung mga araw na feeling mo winner ka because, you got a lovely DM of someone who was saying that they enjoyed this episode of yours, or maybe you get, I don't know, maybe you were included in an article, something like that. But I just want you also to be prepared that there will be heartaches and frustrations. There will be a lot of frustrations. You will encounter several of them along your podcast journey. Maybe not getting those dream collaborations, not getting those sponsors that you want, maybe getting frustrated with your rank in the podcast chart if that's something that you're looking at, maybe not getting a new listener or not moving forward with the number of listeners that you have or getting lower and lower. So there will be a lot, okay? In my case, my heartaches were actually from getting the runaround from people that I asked to be a guest in the podcast. So kasi nung height ng podcast, when I had time, which unfortunately now I no longer have, when I had the time to do collaborations with people in the Philippines or kahit man saan parte ka man ng mundo, I was, I was hoping for some collaboration. I had a dream, okay? Now, with that, I gained the courage to message some people, some celebrities, or maybe some writers, journalists, directors. So, hindi ko napapangalan ng kung sino. Fortunately, some pa rin may pumayag. Like, for example, I was able to do my dream collab with the Cool Pals. They were one of my, at the start of my podcast journey as a listener, they were the first that I was actually listening to. So it was a dream for me to be able to talk to them. But yeah, there were of course some that, I just got the runaround. And I understand, I fully understand that my podcast is new or it's smaller compared to others. And they could probably be busy, right? I know they are busy with their work. But it just breaks my heart that these people didn't even have, that sort of respect to maybe just tell me no, okay? Just maybe say, no, I unfortunately cannot do your podcast, or I'm busy, I'm occupied with something. Something like that. Just tell me, okay? So instead, they gave me the runaround and some just stopped responding to my messages. Before, they were responding, blah blah blah, but then they stopped when I asked them if they can join. So yeah, that was my heartache, but eventually I realized that is just part of the journey. That's really part of it. Take the L and move on. And that's pretty much what I did. I learned from it and then I move on. And I think it was easier for me to move on because I know I had a community that still supported me. Regardless if I have a collaboration with a famous person or not, I still have a community. And that is something that you also would need to take note. Maybe unintentionally, you will create a community of people just like you. More than the money or whatever short fame I experienced from hosting this podcast What I'm most thankful of all is through this podcast, I got connected with wonderful, lumalabas yung pagka-Pilipino ko, wonderful, wonderful people from all over the world. And I may not know your faces, but I am still happy that I got to know you throughout this years. I got to meet people that are also K-drama addicts, people that are also diehard fans of Encantadia, people that love IU just as much as I do, SB1918, popsters, fans of Hospital Playlist, fans ng Reply series. I got to meet many of you. And cliche as it may sound, but you really changed my life. Like, at a time where I was still getting used to the new place, when I moved to Canada, when I started the podcast, I was still new, I guess. I was still trying to adapt to my new environment, I would say. So, at a time where I was still getting used to the new place I lived in, and at a time where I didn't really have friends yet. I didn't, again, because mostly I work, and at work, I was just very independent, so I didn't really get to have lots of friends. So at that time, you became my friend that I constantly update or talk with about K-dramas or maybe IU's latest songs or mga bagong music videos ng SB19 or maybe nitong mga latest K-dramas na dapat kong panoorin. So you became my friend. So it's you that I'm most grateful for in all of this. And that is something I learned from this podcast without intentionally creating it. Because again, my goal was just really for me to talk. Para hindi ako mapanisan ng laway. So without intentionally creating it, I think I got to build a community of people just like me. And even though this podcast may soon stop from releasing a new episode every Tuesday, your tita is always here. So thank you again for always listening to this podcast, for waiting, patiently waiting kung kailan ko man ma-upload ang new episode every Tuesday kasi nga hindi ko naman siya magawa during weekends at lalong hindi ko na siya magawa during weekdays. So anyway, this is not the final episode, okay? Baka naman isipin nyo wala nang next episode. This is not yet the final episode, but I just want to already say thank you for your support. And those are all the things I wanted to say in this anniversary episode. And those are all the things that I've learned in the 4 years of hosting this podcast. It really is a journey. And as I go through the list of the podcasts that I've released over the years, hindi ako makapaniwala na it has been this long. And those are all that I want to share with everyone. I hope I did not discourage you with me being honest again. Alam niyo naman, minsan wala talagang filtering banganga ako. So I hope hindi kita na-discourage with some of the things that I was honest on. And like I said, having a podcast takes a lot of hard work. That's the number one thing that I did mention. It is work, okay? But it's all worth it. It's all worth it for me, especially when I got to meet people just like me as well. So, next Tuesday, we will be back to regular programming. But until then, good night, kids. I love you, Bruno Mars.
Kamsahamnida! Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. And if you want to be updated, Make sure to follow the podcast, hit the notification bell, and also follow me at Anyong Tita on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you won't miss out on anything. And catch our weekly deep dive K-drama conversations every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or other podcast streaming platforms here at your favorite K-drama show with your favorite K-drama tita. Annyeong, tita!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.